residents with respect. Unfortunately, and I was the union rep, I represented a lot of nurses and other staff members who didn't treat people with respect. For example, people who'd been, they would abuse some of the clients. You know, I was involved in issues around stealing property. There was issues with people physically assaulting residents. We had a case where one of the staff members actually raped one of the residents there. It was the whole conundrum, and I guess one of the reasons why I left the union is because I got a fairly distorted view, because that wasn't the sum of it, but obviously those types of incidents hit the headlines and gave people a different perspective. We had two wards there who were pretty progressive. One of the charge nurses had been to Canada and brought back some of the ideas around at the time in terms of taking people into the community. You know, I remember sitting on the weekends, having to come in at 9 o'clock, take clients out in the community all day and come back at 6. We had a token economy system there. People could, they had the freedom of choice. They could come in and out. You know, they had personal choices, lockers as best you can. You choose for them clothes. I imagine the public thought we chained people, put them in straight jackets and all sorts of things. Seclusion, you know, over the years, seclusion diminished. When I first started, we used straight jackets, but then, you know, over a period of time, that sort of phased out. Even medication, there was less and less medication. New medication came on the scene. It wasn't sort of as had more negative side effects as in the past.